Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about that terrible hate crime in Plainfield. Do you think the death penalty will be in order here?
Well, the federal government is looking to perhaps bring charges over and above what the state charges are. And the only reason I can see that they would be doing that would be to maybe invoke the death penalty. Now, Joe Biden has never been a fan of the death penalty, but his administration continues to use it and to advocate for it. So in a high-profile case like this, perhaps the government wants to make a statement that the death penalty is appropriate for something as egregious as this.
Let's talk a little bit about the gag order the judge in the federal election interference case placed on Donald Trump. What happens if he violates this?
Well, the judge has a bunch of tools. The judge could fine him, which is probably not even relevant because he'll make more soliciting campaign contributions than the fines will be about. The judge could bar him from all social media and try to enforce that. And, of course, the judge could throw him in jail, which would really create huge problems for security. So this is going to be very difficult for the judge to rein Trump in, because Trump doesn't seem to see that what he's doing could really be bad for him in the long run. I mean, obviously, the judge is the one who gets to sentence. If he is convicted, this judge is not going to look kindly on how he's conducted himself throughout this process.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, it's a pretty narrow gag order, isn't it?
It's pretty narrow. I mean, he can't attack witnesses or prosecution or the court staff. I mean, a lot of people are saying this is really crazy. It's against First Amendment. But can you imagine a gangbanger being charged with some horrible crime and the gangbanger goes out and starts saying that witnesses should be killed and that that the prosecution is deranged and picking on poor court clerks, causing them trouble and security issues? I mean, that person would be put into jail pending trial. There's mm-hmm. no question about it. So he's got to conduct himself like everybody else. When you're subject to that justice system, the judge controls your life to some extent. And we've seen gag orders in O.J. Simpson case, Michael Jackson molestation case, the Oklahoma City bombing. We had a huge gag order. So this is not, we're not singling him out. This is just the way it is.
There's another court case involving Donald Trump that has been flying under the radar a little bit. He's required to sit for a deposition today in a civil suit. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is interesting. Two government employees were texting before he became president. I think it was just after he was elected. And they were saying things about him like, you know, we don't like him, et cetera. And they were fired for it. And their contention is that Donald Trump knew about these texts because they had been made public for some reason, and that Trump advocated for them to be fired. And one of them quit, and one of them was fired. And the idea is that we have First Amendment rights to say what we want to say, and we shouldn't have been terminated for that reason. So it's kind of an interesting case because, you know, there's a thin line between what you can say about your boss and about your employer and your First Amendment right. You can't interfere with your job by mm-hmm. saying those things. But on the other hand, you know, you can't be fired just for exercising your right to have an opinion.
When is a deposition made public, and when is it not?
Generally speaking, a deposition is public record. So a court reporter will take down all the words, the questions, and the answers. And unless there's some sort of gag order that the judge issued in this case, we could see that right away.
We heard yesterday prosecutors intending to recharge Alec Baldwin in the Rust shooting. Is this an unusual move?
It is, and it really, I'm just looking at the way this whole thing has been handled. I mean, it took 2 years almost to get charges in the first place. Then they dropped the charges. Now they're bringing him again. I mean, any juror who looks at this is going to say, why shouldn't I have a reasonable doubt if you prosecutors had all these doubts? It is very unusual. They say they have new evidence that makes him culpable. I don't really know what that is. There is speculation that this gun that Baldwin keeps saying he did not pull the trigger of this gun, and that it somehow went off without him pulling the trigger. Now there's evidence that it was tested and that couldn't have been true. It could also be that as a producer, he has the duty to make sure that everyone is hired appropriately, that people are doing their jobs, safety measures are followed, and it could be that they have found evidence that he wasn't doing that. And that, you know, that's another area where he can be culpable, not just pulling the trigger, but not supervising this movie set.
And finally, if you're buying some peanut butter cups for Halloween, be aware that Reese's may be sued for consumer fraud. Are they being sued? Is this going through?
Not yet. There's a threat. And, you know, there's a law that says that you can't require someone to buy something in order to win a sweepstakes. And so what they did was, it says no purchase, basically it's a $25,000 sweepstakes, and see details inside. You open it up and it says no purchase necessary. Well, you just open the damn thing. So I think that's kind of funny. But they said, you know, that's not correct and everything, but I think it could be successful. Actually, the FTC, the FTC, and the Post Office do enforce these kinds of laws, and they're pretty strict about them. So we could see this be a problem.
What are they going to say? Well, we forgot to include it in the package.
I think their argument is that on the packaging, like when you go to the grocery store, it has different things like a QR code where you could actually apply for the sweepstakes online. You could mail something in, but when they looked at the displays in the grocery stores, not all of them contain those things. So, you know, they're going to argue they put those precautions in place, and hopefully this case will be settled, because we all want our peanut butter cups,
yeah,
don't we? I
mean, number one Halloween candy. That's right. Not that you spend too much time checking the wrapper. You toss that in a hurry and start eating quick. Karen Conde, thank you, Karen.
All right, have a good day.
You too.